On November 21st, 2019,
committee will come to order.
Former National Security Council official Fiona Hill issued a stark warning on Capitol Hill to the House Intelligence Committee during President Trump's impeachment hearing.
Based on questions and statements I've heard, some of you on this committee appear to believe that Russia and its security services did not conduct a campaign against our country, and that perhaps, somehow, for some reason, Ukraine did. This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
Despite Hill's warning, despite the 2017 report from the intelligence community that said it was Russia, despite the fact that 4 years had passed, elected officials continued with that narrative. Senator John Kennedy on Meet the Press, December 1st, 2019.
The Prime Minister of Ukraine, the Interior Minister, the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, the head of the Ukrainian Anti-Corruption League, all meddled in the election on social media and otherwise.
We caught up with Senator Mark Warner, vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and asked him a key question. Why does that happen?
Well, that's a great question, and it's one of the reasons why I think it's really important, again, that the intelligence community does a better job of educating Americans and lawmakers as well, or prominent Americans, that may end up being manipulated by this Russian disinformation campaign.
But it may already be too late.
Oh, my gosh. They are. I am 100% certain that the major intelligence services we worry about, Russia, China, Iran, and others, are doing everything they can to target these individuals.
Lawrence Pfeiffer, former CIA chief of staff, says some of these people may have already been approached. And coming up in my next report,
ego, money, ideologies.
Three ways Russian spies can take advantage of Americans willing to distribute disinformation. J.J. Green, WTOP News.